Hello and welcome. I'm Anthony Moreno. Joining us today on In Focus is Bev Courtney with the Las Cruces Tea Party. Bev, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me, Anthony.
I'd like to start off with hearing a little bit about the Tea Party here in Las Cruces. Could you give us a little history of it and how you became involved?
Well, I became politically active a little bit under President Clinton, and saw things that didn't please me as a working family and raising kids. So I remember going to the first one. They had the big Tea Party rally in Young's Park, and there was so many people there, and there was high energy. I liked the things they said. I agreed with them, and they were trying to be bipartisan at that time, and it was taxed enough already.
So was that the main reason why you became involved, was it had to do with taxes?
Not so much taxes for me, although I know it was for a lot of people. But I'm a supporter of the U.S. Constitution, which we've gotten away from. And just their message resonated with me about working people, you know, and supporting the American way and keeping our heritage. So I didn't look at the 10 planks, but I agreed with them all.
You mentioned the U.S. Constitution, and you feel that, you know, we, I guess, as a country, have gotten away from that. What do you mean by that in particular?
Well, so I homeschooled. I taught my kids about the limited republic, constitutional republic, and the founding of our nation and history. And so, ever since I've been alive, most politicians and most people refer to our nation as a democracy. And as a teacher, I realized that's not really what we are. So I don't know if you know the difference between a democracy and a republic. Mm-hmm. But I was interested in supporting what we have, because the way I see it, America is prosperous. We have more freedom and more prosperity than anybody in the world. And so what happens? Everybody wants to come here. And why should we give it up? If there was something better, maybe I would consider it. But it's, you know, since probably Woodrow Wilson, we've been going further and further down a path to the left.
Okay. So I'd like to hear a little bit of your thoughts about President Trump. You're a Trump supporter, you mm-hmm. mentioned. To me, I'd like to hear why you think President Trump was so successful in winning the nomination and then also winning the presidency.
I think his message resonated with people like me. He talked about lowering taxes, about building the wall, and I'm not going to say I'm for the wall, but I am for equal justice under the law. So if you have illegal immigration, I feel like those people are handicapped, you know, that they wouldn't have the same rights and the same opportunities that a regular American citizen has. So I'm very concerned about that, very concerned about it. Then also he wants to uphold the law, and I've had concerns about our highest officials not even respecting the rule of law. And that's the thing about the republic, it's the rule of law versus the democracy, which is of the people, but it becomes one side against the other, and democracies lead to revolutions. This is his story, history. And then from that revolution on to a socialist revolution. We're not a democracy.
Now, I want to get back to why you think the president, you know, was able to be so successful against, you know, what looked like an all-star of GOP candidates, you know.
Because we watched those GOP candidates. Bush had a Republican Congress, and he didn't do any of the things that mattered to us. So, and what mattered to us is we want peace and safety. We want to have fair taxes. We want the working families to be able to prosper and give our kids the opportunities that we had. Most Republicans are pro-life. And he did nothing. They had every opportunity to do something about that.
So you think that President Trump was able to be successful through just being possibly something, a different message? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And when I first heard about Trump, the first thing I thought is, look, he already has all the money anybody could want. He can't be bought.
I see.
And we all know if you follow the money, it really will undermine the American values.
Now, I'd like to talk a little bit about, you know, what we've seen recently. I mean, President Trump has, you know, obviously filled his cabinet with, you know, some people who are extremely well off, billionaires.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on that? Do you think that they will be able to really relate to the American workers who you said are, you know, not getting a favorable deal right now?
That's a good question. That's a good question. And so all I can hope for is that their values are in the right place because they're Republicans. Because some of them I know and some I don't. And I've looked at, like, Ms. DeVos, and I had seen her interviews and seen what she had done. It was, yes, she shares my values. You know, I'm conservative. I'm family values. I'm, you know, for freedom of religion, those 10 Bill of Rights are very important. I want my kids to have them.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the freedom of religion. You know, there was a lot of concern about President Trump's recent executive actions on a travel ban that was aimed at particular six countries recently, as it's been revised, that happened to be, you know, Muslim majority countries. You know, and also, we've seen recently the Southern Poverty Law Center, after in the 10 days after the election, released a report citing nearly 900 attacks on different minority groups and religious groups as well. They called them so-called hate incidents. And I wonder if, you know, recently, and in the recent news, we've seen the desecration of Jewish cemeteries in the United States. This has happened. You know, we've seen the rhetoric and leading through the campaign, and this is after the presidency. I want to hear your thoughts on what you feel, you know, afterwards. I mean, this is coming out after President Trump was elected, and we're seeing more hate actions happen. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, they're like children that are a little bit spoiled who aren't getting their way. I think that they need to respect the rule of law. And that kind of rebellion and protest is inappropriate under any circumstances. And if I don't agree with somebody, I'm not going to go destroy their property or desecrate any of their, you know, sacred places or cemetery. The thing about those countries he banned, and, you know, that resonated with people too, is we want safety and security, and we have suffered terrorism incidents, both from home people, you know, Americans born and raised here, as well as overseas. And so they picked out the hot spots where it has suffered. It's worldwide, actually. And I'm not against any religion, but a particular one, they're not just a religion. Their religion is intertwined with their politics and their law. And they can practice religion all they want to, as long as they abide by our laws.
Now, you mentioned laws. We just have a minute left. You spoke briefly about supporting the building of a wall here on the border,
right,
and immigration reform. I would like to get your thoughts. Do you believe that somebody who has not been convicted of a crime, who has children who are American citizens but may be living in the country illegally, do you think that person should be deported?
No, I'm not going to say that I believe they should be deported, and but I think I don't have the answers. I'd like to see them have a path to citizenship, because right now they're like slaves. If they are exploited by you know, not paying the proper wage. I mean, they're raising American citizens' wages. What about those people? Are their wages going to be raised? And if they're not, what are they going to do? They're not going to have any redress. Right. If their children are victimized, are they going to go to the law?
You bring up an interesting point there. Unfortunately, we're out of time. I want to thank you very much for joining us on In Focus.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity. It's been my pleasure.
And we want to thank you for joining us for In Focus. I'm Anthony Moreno.